Blog Talk Radio.
Blue sky smiling at me, nothing but blue sky do I see. Blue bird singing a song, nothing but blue bird all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
I can say blue skies. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Had to catch my breath. For those of you who don't know, that was the iconic Ella, the one and only, singing Blue Skies. I thought it was so apropos, at least for us here in the East Coast and Midwest, because this summer, it's been something less than blue skies. We've been getting so much rain, I'm starting to wonder, is it time to build the ark? No, it hasn't been that bad. We've had much, much, much worse. And believe me, I'm not complaining either, because we all understand, or we should. And if we don't, listen up, because when it rains, that's a positive. Clears out the air, can bring positive ions, that's energy. We're going to be talking about energy later on in the program, in fact. into the environment. So, you know, there's always something good about everything. Some circumstances we have no idea what the good is behind it. And I've been there where I had to really search and just come to the conclusion of, well, I guess I'm still alive, or, you know, it could be worse. But there's always a good thing. There's always something or someone or combination around us to bring some balance to whatever the circumstance is. And as I said, different circumstances make it relatively more difficult to determine that thing or those persons. But in terms of the blue skies, certainly welcome today on the East Coast. Definitely blue skies. Again, Ella Fitzgerald singing that iconic tune, Blue Skies. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Yes, you are at the right place at the right time. And I so thank you for taking the time out to listen to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. As I listen to that tune, it reminds me of one of our earlier programs in the year where we had done a continuation of one of our series. And for our new listeners, we do from time to time do a series, meaning that the subject matter extends beyond one program. And so we are actually in the midst still of that series, and that is our music series, where we were having the discussion of where is the music today? What's happening to our music in our society, especially in our African-American culture? Where does it stand? And what influence is the music of today playing on our society, especially our youth, as opposed to 30 years ago and 50 years ago and the like? Because music has always played an integral role in the lives of those of African-American heritage, going all the way back, of course, to the slave ships and into slavery and that whole diaspora. So this tune did remind me some of that, because on one of our most recent series, we had several musical guests, one of which is one near and dear to me, Cosmic Beauty, and she has that crystal voice that reminds me of Miss Fitzgerald. And so that series will be continuing, by the way. And so you'll want to be tuning in and looking out for the announcement coming out that I send out every week as to what the upcoming program is going to be about. If you are not on the mail list, get on the mail list so that you can privy. For example, you'd know who's on the program for tonight if you were on the mail list. So to get on the mail list, I'm sure you're wondering, well, how do we get on the mail list? You'll just drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A-1-8, at msn.com, and I'll add you to the mail list. With that said, also, you'll want to drop me an email if you know of a topic or a guest and or guest that you believe should be getting some airtime that certainly is not hitting the mainstream, to enlighten our citizens around the country and indeed around the world, because our programming is nationwide and indeed international, it being internet radio. So, folks, with that said, I would like to, for our new guest, just give a little bit of a highlight of what we are about. We're here to bring you news and information not typically heard on mainstream media, without political or business influence or spin, and we certainly do give it, that is, the topic and or guest, the time that is needed to fully grasp and understand. No 2 or 3 minute segment on the local news, and just when you're getting a palate of moisture to try to grasp more information, they go into some mass murder mayhem. So we don't play those games here. We really bring it straight, no chaser, right from the hip. And with that said, we invite you to bring whatever's going on again in your area, regardless of where you are, to the airways, send me an email. We also use this segment to invite you to dial in, because we're always live, keeping it real and keeping it live, and let us know if there's some special event going on in your area. The last couple of weeks, we've been highlighting a few events that have been happening out on the East Coast, but if you're out west, we have listeners from around the country or out south or Midwest, let us know what's happening, and we'll certainly broadcast it and let your local listeners privy to what's happening. We also take this opportunity to invite any of our listeners to share with us some news or information that they've heard, or some good news or something they want to share. And with that said, I was talking with a colleague and friend earlier who was very talented, and I had been speaking with him some time ago, I want to say more than months ago, about potentially coming on and sharing some of what he does. He's a poet, multi-talented, he's an athlete. And we were just having some discussion, and I said, you know what, how would you like to drop a few lines on us this evening, Herb? And he said, well, Daryl, you know, I always got something up my sleeve that I can drop on. I said, well, you know, we're going to have a positive program this evening. We're going to talk about food and being aware of good, healthy food, and he's also a health advocate. And he said, well, Daryl, I have no problem. I'd love to do that. So with that said, I certainly invited him to, as I said, drop some positive nuggets on for us. And as spontaneous as it is, he is very talented. And I think you'll enjoy it. I don't know what he's going to bring to us myself, but I know that I've heard some of his work. And I, as I said before, I know that whatever he's going to bring to us and share with us this evening, that you will enjoy. So this is one of those special treats that is spontaneous, and I'm just going to invite you to listen in to Mr. Herb Reeder. Mr. Herb Reeder is going to join us for just a little bit of poetry. Following Mr. Reeder, for those of you on the mail list, you know who's coming to the airwaves, a guest that's been with us many times, Miss Eula Pasternak. And Miss Eula Pasternak is going to be joining us right after Mr. Reeder shares with us one or two of his poems. As I said, very spontaneous. We were talking earlier, and he said, yes, Daryl, I'd be glad to come on and share something of positivity. And right after Mr. Reeder comes on and shares us some love, Miss Pasternak, who I know you all are looking forward to, because it's been a while since she's been with us, is going to be joining us and bringing us some nuggets of information. We're going to reiterate some of the things that we've talked about in the past, in fact, with Ms. Pasternak, and we'll be getting right into that in just shortly after Mr. Reeder is concluded with the little surprise that he has for us. So without a further ado, let me see if we can get our engineer to bring Mr. Reeder to the airway. Herbert, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear
Hello?
You well. Herbert, thank you. Yeah, we can hear you well, very well. You're live on Progressive News Weekly. You know, we've been talking about this for some time, so I'm just really, seriously, I'm really thrilled about this, having you on, and you know I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to come back. I know this is spontaneous, and we have a special guest coming up, and I believe she's in studio right now. So you said that, yeah, Daryl, anytime, I'd be glad to come on and share some nuggets. I know you have a couple of books out of poetry. So as we were talking earlier, you know, this is a show, we want to do something positive. I opened up with Ella Fitzgerald singing Blue Skies. What'd you come up with? What do you have for us this evening?
You ready?
We're ready and willing and able. So share what you got. Come to the airways and we can hear you very well. This is Mr. Herb Reeder, poet extraordinaire.
The title of this poem is fully functional man. I thought about this poem for a long time, and you know, sometimes your work takes years or even months for it to really to develop before you can put it on paper, because sometimes you just don't have all the right elements or some pieces are still missing. But this one goes like this. What is a fully functional man? Does he walk? Does he talk? Yes, he can. I've seen a man. Does he smile? Can he see? Yes, he can, just like me. Tell me, can I be a fully functional man? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That's poem number one.
All right.
That one, but that one took me a while, but then when all the elements were in place, it just kind of like popped right out, right onto paper. I have another one to share with you, if I can.
Please, please, please bring it, Herb.
The title of this one is Lights on Tap.
Now, what is that again? I didn't catch it.
Life on Tap.
I didn't catch Life on Tap?
On Tap.
Oh, Life on Tap. Okay, bring it. Life on Tap.
Right. Life's on tap. Life's on tap. How can you plan it? Life's on tap. How can you manage it? I've tried to maneuver it to the left and the right. I've tried to expand it every day and night. Life's on tap. How do you know? You try to arrange it any way you can, but there's always something asking for a greater demand. I've tried to follow it like the howling wind blows, but it will only come to an end, and you won't even know. Life's on tap. How do you know? Can't figure it out. That's just like talking about when you're going to approach the fork in the road. That's just my interpretation of the fork in the road. Life's on tap. Which way are you going to go? What's going to help you determine which way to go? And the person who's the engineer is you. But those are my two poems, and I thank you for letting me share them with everybody.
Well, Herb, I really appreciate that. Fully functional man. You know, we're always trying to build up our society and our community at a local level, and that fully functional man ties in. You know, I, as you, are involved with so many organizations, many of which mentor young men, and especially like that fully functional man piece. And speaking of TAP, I like that some of that talent that you have for some of the young men that we mentor in many of the mentoring organizations that I'm in. And maybe we can work something out to, you know, really get into the heads of some of these young men who need some guidance. And then Life on Tap, you know, perfect segue into our guest who's going to be joining us. Life on Tap, how do you know? There's so many, and you mentioned the fork in the road with what's going on now and today in society with social media and the television expanding or imploding is maybe a better word, and what it's bringing to the airways and putting so many different factions in front of our society, I believe causing as much mayhem as it may be creating benefit, because there are some real benefits to what the television is exposing us to, but there's so much mayhem, perversion and other things, misleading and false information. And so those things create not just a fork, but many forks in the road. But how do we know? And I love the way you ended that by saying it comes down to you being the engineer, which I would suspect means you have to do your due diligence. It's not necessarily an easy thing, but we must be persistent in pursuing the right path, the correct path, the best path. And so that's deep. Herb, you know I have to put you on the spot. I want to do a poetry piece, and I'd like you to be a part of it. I want to do a series because there's some depth to poetry. And, you know, that's an art form that is not getting the attention that it needs, much similar to the music series. So I'd like for you to work with me on this, to put a poetry series together and, you know, tying it into what's happening in our society. Did I put you on the spot too much? Would you be willing to do that in the weeks ahead?
No, that's doable, because let me bring you to some of my background. You know, at the library, I was named Poet Laureate of Plainfield at the Plainfield Library. That's because I brought to them for about 10 years Wednesday nights for poetry, and I had students and people coming from all over, from Union, Scataway, students from schools in the area, a lot of schools. I used to get back in about 80 to 90 to 100 people in there at our poetry readings at the library for Wednesday nights of poetry. And a lot of their work, I still have it. I'm sitting right by them right here in my files right now. I used to have a wall down in the children's section where people would come in, they could see some of the works of the students, and they know what the name was on their poem and the school and the grade, that type of thing. So I was able to grab a piece of the literacy, you know what I mean? But if something
yeah,
has to doable,
yeah, exactly.
it's doable.
All right, so let's make that happen for our listeners nationwide, because we are nationwide. When you hear, and for those of you not familiar with New Jersey, when you hear Mr. Herb Reeder talk about Scataway and surrounding towns, that's Central Jersey. And that's about, to give you a proximity of where he's speaking of, that would be about 20 miles outside of New York, just west of New York City. Southwest of New York City is the area he's talking about, Metro New York area. So, that speaks pretty broadly in terms of you being a laureate in that area. So, yeah, we'll look forward to that, and we're going to bring in other poets around the country, and we're going to really make something of this. It's going to be a real treat for the listeners, and I think it'll be a boon for all the poets as well, because we're going to want you to put yourself out in terms of people being able to get information. So with that said, you've just committed. Yeah, and in front of, I don't know how many folks are listening, but I'd say maybe hundreds of people right now. And I'm looking forward to touching base back with you. We're going to make this happen within the next 6 weeks. So let's tie back together. Mr. Herbert Reeder, and you have at least a couple of volumes of work out there now. Did you want to put any reach information out to the listeners before we go to our key guest?
Can I ask you, can I do it now?
Please, this is the time.
Google me, Hubert Reeder, at authorhouse.com. And when you Google me, you'll see pictures of me when we've been in the park, and some of my books are going to be, right there in the same area, but where I'm at. Hubert Reeder at authorhouse.com. And the title of my books are Gates Found 4. They all run with the same title. The only thing that's different are the numbers that are on the book.
Now, what is it? Gates Found 4?
That's the title.
Spell that, please. G A T S. G G. Spell that.
GATESFOUND FOUR.
Gates Found 4. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been.
Yeah, the current. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. The current book out there now is book 3 and book 4, and also to my monster book 2 as well. It's dealing with the W word, who, what, when, where, and why, and I have it, and I'm using the icons and the cartoon characters that you see on TV, you know, and it's pretty cool. I like it. You know, we flipped it, in other words, instead of the regular black and white. We just kind of flipped it and did something different. It came out pretty good.
Gates. All right. Well, we've been listening.
Monsters. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've been listening to Mr. Herbert Reeder, and to get more information, it's Herbert Reeder at authorhouse.com, and his book series are Bates.
Gates.
Found.
G.
G. Excuse me. Gates. G A T E S. FOUND FOUR. Gates Found Four are his book series.
Yeah.
All right, Herbie, you're welcome to hang on and listen in. We're going to go to our guest, special guest who have been scheduled, Miss Eula Pasternak. If you just happen to just tune in, you missed a treat. You see, because we don't always let you know in advance what's getting ready to go down. But you missed a treat with Mr. Herbert Reeder. You're going to have to go to the archives. He just shared with us two of his spontaneous poems that he came on with. And he did one called Family Functional Man and another called Life on Tap. You'll want to go to the archives if you just joined in. And I see from my my engineer that a lot of folks are just clicking in right now. So with that said, thank you, Mr. Reeder. We appreciate you. And let's touch base after the program and set something up for this poetry series that we're going to be doing.
Will do. Okay.
All right. So now we're going to segue right into
me.
Our – thank you. Appreciate it very much. So we're going to segue right now into our next segment, which is a treat because those of you who are regular listeners, which I suspect are the majority, you're familiar with Miss Eula Pasternak. And she always comes with information that you certainly are not going to hear on mainstream media about our foods, about producers of foods, and what's happening in our society in terms of what's being presented to us and our families and what we can do to protect ourselves in that area. Because, you see, without nutrition, you have nothing. There's no life. And we talk about those six keys to life, one of which is nutrition. Of course, the other five are just as important, but nutrition is integral. And we talk about you cannot live without those six keys. And then some would say there's a seventh because there is an emotional and spiritual side which underlies everything. But the six, of course, you know, are basically oxygen, water. You must have exercise. You must have rest. You must have elimination. Because, see, if you're not eliminating, then you're auto-intoxicating. So if you're not getting one a day, and you know what I mean by one a day, I won't be too graphic, you need to check yourself. Because that means that you're storing that poisons in your body. And then, of course, as we're talking about now, nutrition. It's critical. If you're not getting the nutrition, and I'm not talking about food, I'm talking about that which food is made of, you know, your proteins, your minerals, your vitamins, and good fats, not bad fats, good fats. It's critical. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit, because if you're being fed mentally and physically that which is not good for you, you're going to degrade at an exacerbated rate. So with that said, Miss Eula Pasternak, my colleague and friend, mentor, is on the air with us. And Eula, it's been too long. It's been too long. I know you've been traveling around the world and very busy these last several months, but we've missed you. I think it's been since the early part of the year that you've been with us. It's a long time for you.
Yeah,
maybe. How are you doing, Eula?
I'm here. Thank you so much. And a day before another trip. Yes, I am glad to be back. I know we talked about growing food sometime in the spring to be able to maximize our nutrition, our quality of food and taste and benefits of growing food in healthy soil. So, yes, healthy air, healthy water, healthy soil, definitely big components of our good health and wealth, because the healthier we are, the less we spend on sickness care.
That's a good point. Very, 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 very true indeed. You know, as a GMO specialist recognized nationally and I believe internationally as one of the specialists in genetically modified food, Where are we on that front? We've been fighting this battle for decades now, and I know in the last 7 years or so, we've made some inroads to being able to expose those producers of adulterated food. And so would you share with the listeners, because it's been a little while, maybe close to a year, and we always have new listeners, and even those who listen regularly, I believe it's always good to repeat and revisit the knowledge so that we're more comfortable sharing it with others. So how are we doing on the food fight front, if you will? Because I know you've been a leader in many organizations in exposing this situation.
Well, danger remains, and the danger shifts gears because we are now actually witnessing more and more lawsuits brought by regular people against Monsanto and the classified as probable carcinogen glyphosate, which is Roundup. We have a trial, I think, finishing up in San Francisco by a groundskeeper in a school that accuses Roundup for causing his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And the International Tribunal at the Hague is also conducting or is about to conduct a trial against Monsanto for crimes against humanity. So no. There has been so much education because Monsanto was bought out by Bayer, and they will get rid of the name Monsanto. But, I mean, that's, again, nice business move for them, trying to possibly get away from responsibility for destroying not just environment but also our health with pesticides, herbicides, and with genetically modified food.
So what you're saying, if I may, what you're saying is Monsanto, which is a chemical company, is involved with the production and dispersion of food.
Correct.
Yeah, I really want this to come home for our listeners. This is as critically important as I could ever express, listeners, whether there's one listening or 100,000 listening. And I know there's more than one. I can tell you where the lines are blowing up here. You really need to get this. This is crucially important. I'm going to ask our guest, Ms. Eula Pasternak, a question in a simplified form so that I'm comfortable that we're all getting this. You've heard of Bayer Company. Because Bayer aspirin, if there's someone on the line that's never heard of Bayer, then I'm concerned. You really need to sit down and just completely focus on this conversation if you've never heard of Bayer aspirin. Okay, so we all pretty much know what Bayer is. Monsanto, and you know you're the expert. Of course, I've been studying for years and years, but you're the expert. As you know, we crossed paths a decade ago and saw the synergies of what we're interested in and in bringing truth to power. I defer to you as the expert. So please correct me if I get off track here, because I'm going to take it as far as I can, and then I'm going to pass it on to you. So what we have is Monsanto, a chemical company, who are the producers of Roundup. And for those of you who haven't seen the commercials, Roundup is that spray that you spray on plants to kill weeds. You know, they show the plant coming up through the cracks of the sidewalk and spray the Roundup and it destroys it. Okay, so Roundup is a chemical company that's been around for decades and a multi-billion-dollar company. And so over the last 15 or so years, health advocates have become very aware that Monsanto have delved into the food industry. Now, right there seems to be a conflict. Chemical pesticides getting involved with the food industry. And so what's happened, there was a movement of individuals and organizations, which Eula is very well recognized nationally for her involvement to bring this to the masses, to bring forth the information that this company was moving in that direction, to the point where, as Eula has mentioned, organizations, school districts, companies are even beginning to affront Monsanto. And Monsanto's not the only one. There are other companies. There's Cargill, there's many.
Yes.
For delving into this area of food for, they would say, purposes of expanding the availability of food in a ever-growing planet, but others would say for profit purposes and controlling the food supply. And so, Eula, if you would share how it is that, because I know that there's some folks maybe scratching their head, well, how does a chemical company have to do with food? I'm missing. Where's that link there? So help me out with that one, Eula.
Monsanto was formed in early 1900s to produce saccharin. So there was always interest in introducing artificial substances into our food system. Agriculture has been hijacked by petroleum companies forcing the world to use fertilizers. So when we look at food, many, many don't want to even check what the chain really is about, from planting a seed, good quality seed, into a good soil, harvesting it, storing it, or manufacturing it into something that we buy, unless we grow our own food and process and store our own food. And I am so pleasantly, again, surprised, because I visited my home in Poland, and the food, even in farm stands in the city, is so much more fragrant. The culture is so different about buying and looking and smelling and picking and choosing the best quality of food and enjoying it with the family. It truly is a sensual experience that brings us together, that can be so joyful in sharing good food and helping us be pleasant to each other, not just because we're not hungry, but because we experience that pleasure of eating good food. Even today, I was seduced by organic tomatoes in the store that were on sale. And then I took a bite in it and just like, that's not a tomato. That's a pretend tomato, because it takes, there is no taste. I'll go to my farm stand and buy a tomato. There's so much more flavor. And the first genetically modified food was the flavor saver tomato with Genova fish, so that it would last longer. So not only interfering with our soil health, with fertilizers, with pesticides, with herbicides, to streamline the production of plants, so then the feed for the animals can be also controlled. And then by the time we consume either plant food or animal food, there are many steps that can be interfered with and risking our health. So we're coming up to harvest. What will we truly enjoy or pretend that we enjoy when we consume food? How nutritious is it? How tasty is it? And are we truly feeding ourselves and expect to be nourished? Or are we pretending that we're eating because we're seduced by the looks? Or we don't make time, we don't do research, what actually we are buying? Are we aware that maybe our labels are lying to us? Or what do they actually mean? How many forms of pretend ingredients do we have on our labels? How many ways can genetically modified food be hidden under different names on labels? So just that, we made huge strides in educating the public, and that is coming back to us with a pleasant surprise of walking through grocery stores and seeing bigger signs, non-GMO or organic food. Organic food is growing as an industry all over the world. But we celebrate especially in this country because we have introduced so much. We as a United States company, including Monsanto and others, genetically modified foods, herbicides, pesticides. So the history of those companies is pure greed. How to make the world dependent on their chemicals, so they can make their billions. Bayer bought Monsanto for $65 billion or 69 or something like that, close to 70. And Monsanto is making $15 billion a year selling poisons or altering food so that the poisons need to be used to produce that food, which is what they've done with seeds by modifying them. And FDA failed us. Many organizations or offices that we counted on to protect us failed us because they were manipulated by cherry-picking the science to sway their vote that genetically modified food is safe. Now we have a lot more independent data. That's why Roundup can be called a probable carcinogen. As we know about many other food additives, preservatives, genetically modified ingredients, whether it's food, whether it's our vitamins, whether it's feed for the animals, but then when we eat their flesh or their dairy products with leftovers from those GMO ingredients, it does have detrimental effects on our health. So as
Can I intervene
sure.
there for a moment for the interest of the listeners? What are some of the data showing in terms of the effects? You said a lot of the data is now coming out on the effects of GMO, more specifically. What are some of the things that they're seeing in terms of the effects? Because we know that the soil is depleted of vitamins. Again, greed, you're supposed to change crops. We've had farmers on in the past, Mr. Larry Fleming, organic farmer out of Maine, and many others who have discussed some of what you're talking about in detail from an actual organic farming perspective, and also how the seeds are adulterated and farmers are sometimes forced to buy genetically modified seeds in one way or another, predominantly produced by Monsanto. They're the leader in this egregious act, now known as Bayer. And it's my hope that Bayer, since they want to take on this mantle of disgust of Monsanto, are affected in their other products. Because if you really want to ever make a change, history has shown, go into the pocketbooks of someone or something in terms
follow
of an entity.
Yep.
You wanna make a change, follow the money, as Eula said, and make an impact on the money. So Bayer has decided they're going to take on this mantle of Monsanto. But getting back to my point is, we know that this has been going on, as you said, for decades. And in some sense, when you start talking about the production of saccharin, which is clearly dangerous, folks, I'd rather see you, myself, as a nutritionist, naturopath, eating sugar in many cases. And I know we have some diabetics out there, so I'm going to be careful. But in many cases, than having something that is proven to be carcinogenic, such as saccharin. I mean, you can look right on the packages. It's proven to be carcinogenic.
Except that sugar has modified. So beet sugar.
Well, that's true. So you have to be careful.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Good
no,
sugar, I have to say.
Yeah, which
but
cane sugar
but
organic, or at least non-GMO verified, yes.
Non-GMO sugar, exactly. But the point I want to get back to is, so we know that we're experiencing more detriment than ever before in terms of our health here in America. We're one of the most unhealthy advanced countries on the planet. And we also are one of the most lenient countries when it comes to GMO food. Now, is there a coincidence? You know, that's the question. It's like, is there a coincidence? And they still say, oh, there's no link to autism and taking vaccines. But follow the patterns, it leads you to see otherwise. So back to this country, because you talked about being home in Poland, and they're a lot more vigilant about that. And I also, this is going to be a two-part question. I'm going to come back to the second part. I want you to tell us later on about other countries and their approach to GMO food versus the United States. But getting back to my question, I am going to come to it, believe it or not. What are the statistics showing? Because as a, you know, as a health professional, I see individuals coming to me with situations that a diet change makes a huge difference. You know, no protocol involving, you know, different herbs or supplemental approaches, just diet change. And I've had situations with allergies. You mentioned tomatoes having fish DNA, where I've gone organic with an individual and the allergies cease. You know, some things are crossbred with peanuts. Some people have peanut allergies to the point where it makes them severely sick. And they're eating peanuts and don't know it. It could be crossbred into their fruits or vegetables. So with this health crisis we have in America and drugs being pushed more than ever, that's a fact. Look on your turn on the television. I dare you to watch 2 hours of television and not see a drug commercial. So with that said, what are some of the statistics coming out in terms of the impact of this adulterated food? What are some of the symptoms and disorders that they're saying? I mean, outside of course, just carcinogenous situations.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying? Greater arthritis, impact. What is it? Lupus. What are they seeing? What are the statistics showing?
We have more animal studies, of course, than human. I don't think humans really want to be guinea pigs, pun intended, for health conditions that involve GMOs. Although we do have some studies done, most damage from eating GMOs involves gastrointestinal and immune system disorders, which
immune
then, of course, digestive system and immune system. I mean, it destroys our gut. And from that, the chain reaction is unavoidable because the second gut is our brain. So it's if we don't produce precursors to our brain health, then the brain health falters as well. So we have studies with infertility, accelerated aging. So we have term and long-term problems. There's many, many problems with chronic illnesses. Food allergies skyrocketed in this country. Autism, reproductive disorders, digestive problems. I mean, they are categories, but like you mentioned, peanut allergies. How many of us are struggling with digestion in general, especially when wheat is introduced in our diet? And now wheat is even sprayed with glyphosate for better storage. It's not even a GMO food. And so are other grains. So children are at most risk. I don't have all the statistics like in front of me, but overall what you mentioned is that how unhealthy our country is, obesity, diabetes. I mean, those are all digestive disorders. Infertility is not so much digestion, but it still gets interrupted by too many chemicals, interrupting hormonal health. So I can't emphasize enough how important it is to keep as clean diet as possible, because at least we proved that it's easier for us to deal with chemicals and detox chemicals out of our body, including herbicides and pesticides, than it is to cover from altered gut by genetically modified organisms that crossbreed with our good bacteria. And we've become our own pesticide factory and alter hormonal production, alter neuron production, neuropeptides. Our brain health is in great danger. And some of the statistics are directly predicting direct link from the use of glyphosate, which is Roundup, and autism in children. So it is really beautiful to see that the market is changing, because more and more adults, parents, protect their children by buying non-GMO or at least more and more organic food. So we have made that difference. Now, there is still a way to, you know, a long ways to go, because we have a new danger with CRISPR technology, no longer modifying genes by introducing foreign genes, but editing genes, like pulling out pieces and see what comes out. Of course, there is motivation by greed. Let's make everything last longer or look prettier. But altering genetics means unpredictable mutations. There is very, very little mutation in nature, and it usually doesn't work. But if we start interfering with the genome, we alter it forever. We are endangering nature, and we already have. So how much more do we need to, in the name of greed? Because we need to make food that lasts for years, months. We can store it. We can't eat it. As we've survived with food preservation for thousands of years. But that is the competition for market share. And that is what we buy into if we support that industry, if we support the companies that make money from bastardizing our food or the type of agriculture that produces that type of food for us that has been altered, poisoned, void of nutrients, and maybe even genetically modified. And that is part of our integrity and consciousness. Whom do I pay to produce my food? Who is using me as a guinea pig? Am I responsible and accountable for my health? Do I check? Because we have witnessed that our FDA, USDA, they cannot be trusted. They allowed this food to be on the market without research, actually altering research, accepting industry research. We know that FDA did not listen to its own scientists about the dangers of GMOs. So right now, we might have a chance for some of the courts to do justice to the brave individuals that are taking Monsanto to court to argue how badly the science failed us, the organizations and offices, government offices failed us, because they deserve to be compensated for their health problems. But the public? Well, we will see. It depends on each one of us. What do we support? Where do we invest our money? And time and effort, because if we get sick, we don't work, we don't enjoy life, we can't participate in the activities in our family. So please choose wisely and honor yourself with good food, good company. Good life depends on what you said at the beginning of our chat. 6 or 7 good qualities in, and one of them is good nutrition, or the best nutrition we can have under the circumstances. We probably can't wait for our government, like other governments, to properly label ingredients on food labels. The game has been raging for years, and we still don't have good food labeling, or authentic, I mean truthful food labeling. So the game is on and still going on back and forth. We will not. And there are, you know, ways to bypass that and simply buy as much organic food as possible. Know our farmers and ask questions. In my local food, you know, local produce stand, I mean, did you use pesticides? Did you use herbicides? Is this genetically modified sweet corn? Have you sprayed your tomatoes? I have the right to know. I deserve truth. And if someone is refusing or can't answer that question, there is another produce stand down the street. There is so much choice still left. It might take a little longer. We might need to drive a little farther. But especially in the summer, let's enjoy food. Let's enjoy what sunshine and water, good air and good soil produced for us, and be pleasantly surprised by the bounty instead of, again, disappointed with what our grocery stores carry, because the food needs to be harvested green to be transported. So
what are other countries approach to this? I know we're one of the worst. You know, are they more definitely vigilant towards not accepting that? I know that I've read where some countries won't accept some of our produce because of genetically modified food. How far ahead are other countries in this area?
Well, many countries in Europe don't accept any genetically modified food. Of course, we laugh that Russia is the poster child now for not producing, not accepting, leading the world in fight against genetically modified food. Yeah. Well, I'm from Poland. I will never trust Russia. But many countries refuse to produce and import. And that is also trade war, because U.S. no longer can supply and flood the world with genetically modified soy or corn. So the farmers are switching to conventional out of desperation. Because the
world domination. So that's a plus. That's a plus.
Well, it's
so,
a plus.
So because
the
rest of the world is not accepting it, go ahead.
Yep, we can't flood. But that also means some farmers are going out of business. Many farmers in India, cotton farmers in India, committed suicides to be freed from, free their families from the disastrous loans that they had to take out. There is so much deception and so much evil that surrounds Monsanto and Roundup and genetically modified seeds that produce genetically modified food. And Monsanto is just one of a handful of companies that produce genetically modified food, but also all of that depends on the chemicals that need to be used to produce it and all kinds of deception that goes with it. So many countries simply refuse to grow it, to import it. I am not sure how well they can control import of processed foods. What they control is labeling it as clearly as possible. So consumer needs to be responsible for reading the label and choosing the food without those ingredients. I mean, I'm fascinated how naive people can be about canola oil. Even good restaurants use canola oil, and just like, oh my goodness, why would anyone want to eat that industrial oil? I mean, it was hybridized to be something that could be, maybe could be consumed by humans. But all the research has been done that was with animals. It was showing life-threatening, and now even the genetically modified canola seeds, and therefore canola oil. I mean, it's so harmful. The urucic, I believe is the name, acid, are still high, and the heart disease, strokes, liver, kidney problems, kidney failure from genetically modified canola oil. I mean, it's so much in industry based on decent research. Why would we want to use it? Because it doesn't have taste, because it can handle frying and heat. Again, please do your research. That the research is out there. I'm just, for a while, even Whole Foods was mixing canola oil in their food, the food that we could buy to take home. Now it's just like, okay, that's it. Not only do they not label, and now they're backing up out from labeling genetically modified food as they promised in 2018 they would label it, and now they're backing out of it because Amazon bought them. So Oh, my goodness. Okay. Back to drawing board.
You know, I've got to speak on this one. I've got to speak on this one. We have about 5 or 10 minutes. Let's talk about this canola oil, because I think that's an area that we can impact as I like to call us consumer warriors. And that's what we are, because the bastardization stops with the buck, and that's what makes the difference. Again, we've seen it throughout history. You know, you look, just prime example, 70% of the listening audience, African American. Look what happened in the civil rights movement. It wasn't until, remember, Rosa Parks, folks, know your history. Things began to change. We can speak with our pocketbook. Canola oil, when you go to the supermarket, and everyone listening, at some point, you're going to go to a supermarket. It may be called 7-Eleven, but it's a market. Let's not say it's a supermarket, but you're going to purchase something. Look at the labels. Listen to what Ms. Mueller is saying. Look at your labels. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Liver, kidney failure, heart disease. These things we're finding are linked. And don't believe me. Don't believe Eula. Do your homework. And then the next time that you hear Miss Eula on air with us, or myself, or any other guest that's speaking truth to power, then you'll be more educated and more apt to tune in and join in this battle, because that's one we can impact. You have never before seen as much GMO labeling in the supermarkets as you have today. And that's simply because of folks like many of you listening, maybe even most, because I'm so proud to say I'm an educated audience. I get your emails, your texts, thank you. And because of folks like Eula and the organizations that she's affiliated with, we have to be the ones to make a difference. So what do? We don't buy canola-based product. We just simply don't. I was in the supermarket, as I am many weeks, a week in and week out, getting one product or another. And I did a little study. Okay? And I found that a number of products that used to carry canola oil-based products are no longer carrying that. And I'm sure it's because of the choices being made by folks like you and I. I'll give you an example. Nabisco.
Potato chips.
Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you should be eating that anyway, but, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a perfect eater. I snack. But Archway cookies, if you're going to snack, you know, I mean, if you're going to go down that route, it's like a half good is better than a full bad. That's my take on it. I mean, there are levels. Stay away from the canola, folks. Ballpark buns, canola. You know, it's interesting, Salucito, let me pronounce it right, because these are cookies that mm-hmm. is one of my little, you know, issues I deal with from time to time. I don't eat a whole lot of sugar. But one of the things I do slip in every so often, maybe a couple times a year, and that's literal. Salucito, they come in little bags. They're famous for their chocolate and macadamia nut cookies. They don't do canola, no high fructose corn syrup. But yet Goldfish, now they're made by Pepperidge Farm. But yet the Goldfish crackers, which we know about, those are the ones that look like the little goldfish, full of canola oil. Seeing that Pepperidge Farm's premium cookies, such as Salucito, which makes they also make the Chessmen cookies. I know I'm not the only one that cheat and have a little snack every now and then. So they don't have canola, no high fructose corn syrup. But when you go down to the Goldfish crackers, feeding those for our children, full of canola oil.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, be aware, folks. And by not choosing those things, look at Prego sauce, canola oil, full of it. Stay away from it.
Yep.
Don't choose Prego. Get Ragu. I mean, you know, they're both not the best sauce on the shelf, but we do what we have to do to survive, folks. It's the least, it's the least expensive. But if you have to choose one of the two least expensive, choose Ragu. Prego's full of canola. Ragu consciously is saying, we don't do canola oil. That tells me that they're starting to get it. They're moving in the right direction. Ragu is consciously saying on their labels, we don't do genetically modified ingredients, period. They're stating that on their labels. So if we choose Ragu over Prego, Prego's going to say, you know what? I know, I worked in research when I was in corporate, marketing and research. They're going to say, we're noticing that we're losing this battle against Prego. We're right on the shelf. That's our competitor. And all it takes is one phone call and one letter to say, the reason why people aren't buying your product is because you have canola oil. Watch the change. Folks, you can make a difference. Believe me, you can make a difference with your choices. Mm-hmm. Simply with your choices. Those are just a few little examples. If you don't believe me, go in the grocery store and see how many products say no GMO on it. It's amazing.
In this country, we love deep-fried food. I mean, that's what fast food industry is about. And their blend to fry is totally based on the three worst oils: corn, canola, and cottonseed oil. The three worst genetically modified oils are the mix for most fast food companies to deep fry their food in, including French fries. So go ask. Some of the staff will probably not even know it's a vegetable oil. Yeah, genetically modified crap.
Hmm.
So that's why I'm asking, please honor yourself with better choices. Honor your family. Honor your children with better choices. Knowing that you're protecting their health, you're not only protecting yours, but you're protecting their health, their brain development, their digestive tract that produces everything for the whole body. And then watch them get better grades because their stamina is greater, because they have more energy to play, to study. They want to learn. They want to be with others. They're not lethargic. They're not halfway asleep. I know when I go out and unknowingly eat some food, because right away I lose energy. My digestion slows down. Just like, uh-oh, what did I eat? And again, sometimes we don't know, or we can't know. We trust a restaurant, and oops, maybe the food combination wasn't the greatest. But that's what we can at least look for. The oils, the soy, the cotton, the corn, and canola. Watch that sugar, because most of it is modified. And read your labels. They will help you determine whether you are risking and how much you're risking. Why would you want to drink industrial oil? We already have it in lipstick, in shampoo, in other products. It's chemical warfare. Why help it when we can have much cleaner, both diet, cleaning products for our body, for our homes, cleaner garden. It's all possible. Maybe a little education, maybe a little research. But the payback is beyond precious. Good health, good family health, good home health is immeasurable for me. And that is what I love to see and share.
I'll tell you, Eula, you really brought it, as they say in sports, you brought it hard in the paint. You know, you really came down the middle and slam dunked that tonight. And we really love and care for you so much for being bold and fearless to speak truth to power as you have tonight. You've enlightened, I think, more than you even realize, some of the listeners, to the point of simplicity. And when we enlighten to the point of simplicity, as you know, as an instructor and owner of a center for empowered living, when you enlighten with simplicity, people, individuals are more apt to utilize and embrace the information. So I thank you for that, the way that you presented this. Now we can go out as warriors and share and germinate this information, because this society, as it is not for us. That's what you just explained to us in the last half an hour to 40 minutes. If it was for us, these products wouldn't even be available. It's killing us. That's why I asked for some of the statistics, because I want the listeners to say, let me check about this lady. Now, the listeners who've listened to you over the years, they know. They've done the research on you, because I know the listeners that listen. But for the new listeners, I want them to say, let me check this. Let me just check this out. Let me do some Googling on some of this GMO stuff. Crossbred with fish, tomatoes, do the research. It's all there. And when you find out and you start scratching your head and saying, wow, what about our FDA and USDA, thank you. Wait a minute. I thought they were supposed to be protecting us. Well, now you see
they're protecting
different.
The industry, and the industry is industry. Follow the money.
Follow the money, folks. So we've only been presenting to you that which is good for you and your loved one. And that's what we're about, bringing truth to power. Eula, I just can't thank you enough for sharing this information, that which you have shared with us tonight. Folks who just came on recently, we've been having a uncommon discourse with the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, Ms. Eula Pasternak. She's a wellness expert in genetically modified food, a specialist in human energy. Eula, if someone wants to get more information or have some dialogue with you or want to start up some type of a local centric movement in support of what you do and what we do, or get more information, how would they get that information from you? How would they
reach me? Well, my phone number, 610-850-3319, or my email, my last name, Pasternak, P as in Paul, A-S-T-E-R, N as in Nancy, A-K, my first initial L, @outlook.com. My official name is Lucina. That's my official initial, but Eula is my nickname. Please go online. The most reliable information about genetically modified ingredients food production is from the Institute for Responsible Technology. That will get you started.
Would you repeat that, please?
Institute for Responsible Technology.
Institute for Responsible Technology.
Yes, IRT, most comprehensive source for both, for GMO health and for genetically modified industry. There's many local GMO-free PA, GMO-free New Jersey, GMO-free USA organizations that will also help you educate yourself, because of course you will be lied to by the industry. Their profit depends on their lies and manipulation and deception. Enough. Our health and wealth depends on it.
Absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding, Eula. We're looking forward to the next time that you visit us. Don't stay away so long. You're in our prayers for safe travels. I know you'll be traveling. So
thank you.
Continue doing the good work that you are doing. And we'll look forward to the next time that you join us on Progressive
News
Weekly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eula. So with that said, that wraps up another edition of Progressive News Weekly. As I said, we've been talking with Ms. Eula Pasternak, wellness, human energy expert extraordinaire. You'll need to and want to reach out to Ms. Pasternak if you'd like to get more information on health and wellness, specialists in human energy. We didn't get much into that aspect of the dialogue this evening, as we have in many of the programs in the past, but I just thought as we're in the summer season and we're in harvest season, well, not actually harvest season, but we're in the season of fresh fruits and vegetables. I just thought it important that we have this discourse tonight about the foods that we're ingesting and your loved ones, and especially your children. So with that said, I'm going to close out on a little tune of us just working together. We're all in this together.
Can I just add one more joy from my life?
Please.
I helped my father come back from being brain dead. So
tell us what.
The program is done. I just want you to know that my joy last month was to actually facilitate my father's comeback from being declared brain dead, with both energy work, physical presence, organizing our family to help him feel the love and joy of coming back to us. And that was also, once he was able to start eating, choosing organic, fresh, as nutritious as possible, tastes and shakes and juices until he could start chewing again. So there is so much we can do to help each other stay healthy and even come back. My 89-year-old father led the way in my family. So that's what I wanted to say as we say goodbye, to offer hope, to offer inspiration, and sincere wish that you truly protect health, physical and mental and emotional and soul health. It's all for us to protect, enjoy, and share. Be good, and thank you.
Wow. Well, to our listeners, if that wasn't a great closing, I don't know what will be. As I said, Ms. Eula Pasternak is an energy expert, and she does energy work. And you may say, well, what is energy work? Because we are all divine energy, and she has a center that she founded, Center for Empowered Living, and she does energy work in order to bring about balance and wellness and healing. And it's a modality that's been studied for centuries, and she is a master in that area. So if you'd like additional information on that, if you're going through something and the doctors are scratching their head or telling you or your loved one something that you really don't want to hear or believe in terms of your longevity never, ever, 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 ever give up. I'm so glad she gave that testimony. Don't you ever. There are sources, there are resources, such as Ms. Pasternak, who can give you some extra hope to make a difference. I've seen it myself so many times. I love that testimony. That is so beautiful and so wonderful because there's so many doctors, and I have clients myself whose doctors have told them or a loved one they have a limited number of months or days. It's the most heinous thing I've ever seen to dare tell someone that this is how many days you have. I think it's horrible. I mean, I'm not saying they said it could or it might. To dare tell someone this is your time, it's the most heinous thing. Folks, there is a better way. It's a natural way, and there are folks out there. And I'm here for you, and if you'd like to reach Ms. Pasternak, reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with her. You know my email, in case you've forgotten hers. Mine is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 18, at msn.com. And she just gave you hers, Pasternak, P-A-S-T-E-R-N-A-K-L, at outlook.com. And we'll do whatever we can to help you and your loved one. So with that said, let's end on a note of joy and love. We've got some bright days left in this wonderful season we call summer. Let's enjoy it. And I always like to end by saying, tell someone you care about that you love them. Just that alone. You don't know what they might be going through. If you care about them, tell them. Because you know what? There's energy just in that word love alone. There's energy in that word love alone. And you don't know what tomorrow may bring. So just know we're in it together. I'm going to end with this one tune by someone I really care about, Mr. Al Jarreau. May he rest in peace. We truly are in this love together. Share love, folks. God bless. And tune in next week for another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
God bless.
God bless.